The letter of Apostle Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 15 through 20. Now the Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the alms that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need, according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Today we will talk a little bit about alms. Alms is a very unique kind of virtue which expresses itself in giving. And this giving is supposed to be with a big letter, because anytime we do something good, do good to other people, then we in fact are doing what is good. But when we do this good in the church, then this is looked at with a capital letter. God begins to do something for us. He says, just as you do good in the church, now I have the legal right to do good personally to you. Therefore, we will talk today about this kind of great good work that is called an alms, so that this alms can be good, so that God can partake in it, which means that this virtue can be demonstrated in the church. And Apostle Arkady offers us to look at four definitions of alms that is presented in this Philippians book. This was one of the first churches. The Philippians were one of the first churches when Apostle Paul came to preach in Europe. This is one of the European churches, we'll say, that had accepted him and began to serve him. And he says to her, what are alms expressed in? First, Apostle Arkady says that alms is the method for accepting the delegated authority of God. We have read in Philippians that it is written that not one church had shown me alms and for concerning giving and receiving. So alms through giving and receiving. Not one church had demonstrated concerning giving and receiving, except you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and for all against for my necessities. So this place of Holy Scripture, it is said that we can accept a messenger through alms. If I say that I accept the messenger of God, I love him, but at the same time we do not partake in alms in this kind of good, then God says that this is not the acceptance of the authority of God. He said to Elijah, Elijah, I send you into Sarepta of Sidon. There the widow will feed you. I have already told her about this. And when he came to Sarepta of Sidon, then he saw the widow that had gathered the wood, and he said, give me a little bit to drink. And when he went, he called out to her and said, bring me also a little bread. And when she said that she had no bread and that she was gathering wood in order to use that small amount of flour that was remaining, flour in the bin and oil to prepare for herself and her son, and he said that she would not die, and she had believed in his word. She began to do good to Elijah. Jesus had once said to the Jews, he said, during the times of Elijah, Elijah was not a messenger to just the widow, there were many. To the Gentile, the Sarepta of Sidon. Why to her? Because she can accept the messenger of God only through alms, only through the doing of good. And he also said there are a lot that were leprous among the Jews in Israel, but not one of them was able to receive healing, except for Naaman. And they came to such a state in which they were possessed, and he commanded her to be thrown from the rock, but they went through the rock. We know that the first component of alms is the method for accepting the delegated authority. Therefore, if I accept the person that God has sent into my life, I express this through my alms. Second, alms is the fruit that multiplies for our benefit. It is written, I say this not because I would search for alms, but I seek for the fruit. I seek the fruit that multiplies for your benefit. So fruit can only be after sowing or only through sowing, and sowing can be only through alms. Therefore, in these alms, Apostle Paul says that I seek you, I seek fruit in you. Third, alms is a fragrant incense of the sacrifice that is pleasing to God. Apostle Paul says, I have received all, I am abundant, I am satisfied, having received from Epaphroditus, who was sent to you, as a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. So as we see here, he says that those people who partake in alms, this is a sacrifice, this is a pleasing fragrant incense that is pleasing to God, that these are kings and priests that offer this. Therefore, to be priesthood does not mean to sit behind the altar. Here, to be a priest is to serve those whom God has sent. Today, all people try to run to the altar, and there are very few of those who try to serve those whom God has established to proclaim his truth. Therefore, the true priesthood is when we have accepted.
Благотворительности, где Бог хочет творить. Но если мы подадим просто человеку вне церкви, это наше даяние.
If we do something good to someone outside of the church, this is our alms with a lowercase letter. I want to give alms with a capital letter, but I want to give to God and for God to compensate me with his mercy, with his grace. And therefore, Apostle Paul says, my God, let him supply all your need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And now a big question. I have given more to the apostle, or did the apostle give more to me? I gave a few dollars. Let this be $1,000, $500, $1,000,000. He has blessed me with all the riches and glory which are in Christ Jesus.
Поэтому, святые, мы должны понимать, что такое подаяние. Подаяние – это добродетель, который выражает себя в благотворительности. Благотворительность должна быть с большой буквы. Бог всегда даст больше, чем даем мы. Он даже никогда не даст наравне с тем, что мы дали. Он всегда даст намного больше, потому что он не любит быть должником.
This is a person that does not want to be someone that owes, and he generously blesses his church. Therefore, Scripture says in Revelation 22:11, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he who is holy, let him be holy still. We right now are going to sing a psalm, and we are going to practice the righteousness of God. And to thank God that in these alms, we practically prepare God to give us our harvest. Lord will give us a lot more of that than that which we have given. One of our first manifests, which we had proclaimed before, is that he who practices his power in us can do even more than we ask of or even think of, to give to us or to do for us more than we even think of. This has not even come to our mind about how much God and with what methods he wants to bless us. Let us please stand, and we will sing a psalm and partake in this service.
Люблю я церковь, Иисус, Христом. Люблю я церковь.
Allow me to again remind us that each time the people of Israel had honored God with tithes and offerings, either in their tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were called to, according to the words of Moses, which he had received as a revelation from God, to raise their hands over their offerings, or raise their hands over their offerings, and to proclaim one proclamation that they were faithful to thousands of years. We, being that same Israel, tied to that same root, drinking from the same olive tree, will do the same thing. Please raise your right hand and please pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated the tithes from my home and have brought them into your home so that your home may have food. I did not give in sorrow. I did not give impurely. I did not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I'm glad that I have the privilege to express my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your word, I ask that your heavenly windows be opened and may your blessings come down abundantly upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.